Let's go over now to Philippians chapter 3. And let's pick up here today. Philippians chapter 3. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood. Philippians chapter 3. Everybody say there is a plan.
There is a plan.
It is real. Philippians 3 verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on. Everybody say press on. I press on that I may lay hold. Everybody say lay hold.
Lay hold.
Lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Everybody say forget the past.
Forget the past.
Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward. Everybody say reach forward.
Reach forward.
Don't look back.
Reaching
forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So this scripture tells us here that we have been laid hold of. The King James says we have been apprehended. And what have you and I been laid hold of for, friends? We've been laid hold of, number one, to know God. That's what the Apostle Paul was talking about here in context. Remember, he said that I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. We've been apprehended. God has laid hold of you, number one, to know him.
Amen.
This is eternal life. What is eternal life? That we may know God.
Amen.
And his son, Jesus Christ. But what else have we been apprehended for? What else have we been laid hold of for? He goes on to tell us here. He said, I press for the mark or for the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So we've been laid hold of, number one, to know God, and number two, for an upward call.
Amen.
Everybody say upward.
Upward.
Everybody say onward.
Onward.
So God has an upward call for everybody. You might not be called to fivefold ministry. You might not be called to stand behind a pulpit, but God has a plan and a purpose for everybody.
Amen.
It's an upward call. Amen. It's not a stagnant call. It's an upward call. And let me share a verse of scripture with you that the Lord dropped into my spirit. Luke 16. I like when the Lord drops a bomb on me, a scripture bomb. This was a scripture bomb he dropped on me this afternoon. Luke chapter 16. Did you know the plan of God won't happen automatically?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Did you know just because days are passing, weeks are passing, months are passing, and years are passing, do you know the plan of God is not automatically being fulfilled? Just because another year goes by, that doesn't mean that Brother Joe is necessarily pursuing the plan of God. What am I saying? The will of God automatically done. It doesn't happen just because another year of the calendar goes by. It's not automatic. The plan of God is something that we press into. It's something that we go for. It's something that we seek. It's something that we ask for. Luke chapter 16. Verse 16. This was the verse. It says, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. The kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. Everyone is pressing into it. I looked up this word pressing in the original language here. The word pressing here, it means to force. Everybody's doing what? They're forcing into it. How many of you know you can't just stand around and expect the will of God to be done? How many of you know you got to force into it?
Yeah.
That's what the Apostle Paul was talking about. He said, I press.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to forget what's behind and I'm going to reach. Everybody say reach.
Reach.
I'm going to reach forward for what's ahead. Everyone's pressing into it. The word pressing here, it means to force. It means to crowd oneself into. Have you ever seen a group of people crowding to get into a place? Have you ever seen, for maybe on TV or someplace, or you've been in a major city and there's a subway or something, and it's a crowded subway, and have you ever crowded to get into a subway? You don't stand around. If you want to get in, if you want to get on the train, what do you got to do? You're pressing into it. That's what this word is talking about here, to crowd oneself into. This word pressing, it also means to be seized, to be seized, to be laid hold of. So everyone is pressing into it. And I just want to release that word in this place here, because we're here for more than church. We're here for more than just a meeting. Everyone is pressing into the plan. You say, what is the plan? I don't know exactly what the plan of God is for your life, but there is a plan for your life. And I'm here to help you, and I want to help you press into the plan of God for your life. Everyone's pressing into it. Everybody say everyone.
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 And you know, that's a word I just want to release right now, because it's going to go through the body of Christ. Everyone's pressing into the plan of God. Churches are pressing into their purpose and the plan of God. You know, the plan of God for all churches is not the same. Why are churches different? Because they've got unique callings. What does God need us to do? He needs us to press into his plan. So I want you to get here from these scriptures. I want you to get an accurate, realistic picture of the kingdom and how it works. You and I have to press. You can't stand around and expect the will of God to be done. You got to press. You got to press when you don't feel like it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Anybody here ever not felt like it? Can I raise two hands and both feet? What do you do when you don't feel like it? You press. Why? Because you've made a decision. There is a plan of God. It is real. It is greater than how I feel. It is greater than my emotions. It is greater than what my flesh is telling me. And by faith, I'm going to press into it. And you know what happens, friends, when you and I just make a decision not to back off, but to stand our ground and to press, something great comes called the grace of God. You see, this is not a fleshly press. This is an attitude of heart, a decision of mind that I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to be moved. God has a plan for me. I'm going to press into it. You take that position in your heart. You begin to press. Here comes the grace of God. Because it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. And greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. And I want you to know, if you don't quit, but if you stay with the Word of God, the Holy Ghost will hook up together with you and he'll put you over. You may have gotten into the ring and you may have gotten beat up a little bit and come out with a black eye and with a bloody nose. What do? You get back up with the Word of God in your mouth and you get back into that ring. How many of you know, you and I, just because we got born again, we don't know all about spiritual fighting. So I don't know why people think that. Well, I'm born again. Why is this happening? It's because you don't know anything. Well, I've been in church for 20 years. Well, it doesn't matter if you've been in church for 20 years. You still got to be trained. You got to be trained for the game. You got to be trained for the game of life. So if I get a black eye, what do? I say, no problem. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Like I said, wealth and riches are in my house. Like I said the first time, my God shall supply all my need. Like I said the first time, we have abundance and no lack. Like I said the first time, God is speaking to me. He leads me. He guides me. I'm his sheep and I know his voice. Well, but I made the wrong decision, Brother Joe. Well, get back in the ring. God speaks to me. I'm his sheep. I know his voice. I always make the right decision.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, stay in the game. The kingdom of God has been preached and everyone is pressing into it. No more status quo. Did you know you're called to press?